I explained the concepts of the great masters of the world. They completely understood the human condition, the problems we face and how to solve them. So if you read it and if you think about what you have read and how can I apply it to my life, it will truly change your life.
Is there a guide to be followed to create an unshakable level of success? How to become resilient, motivated, and feel happy at work? Some of the most famous people on this planet who have achieved the highest levels of success did not become successful by chance. Many of them report that on their journeys they put into practice ancient knowledge and wisdom from masters of the past. And you'd be surprised how ancient wisdom continues to be the foundation for a successful life today. Names like Steve Jobs, Elvis Presley, and Ravi Shankar, who had The Autobiography of a Yogi by Yogananda as their bedside book, consider this book to be one of the important factors in their success. George Harrison and Russell Brand were devotees of the philosophy of Prabhupada, the founding guru of the Hare Krishna movement. In the Stoicism fan list, Joe Rogan, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Tim Ferriss recount using the wisdom of Seneca and Marcus Aurelius in their daily routines. Countless celebrities of today seek their emotional stability, focus, motivation, and life purpose in the ancient roots of human knowledge, in the philosophy of masters of Stoicism, Buddhism, Confucianism, non-dualism, Taoism, and Hinduism. SyncMind was privileged to meet one of these sages of ancient wisdom, Dr. Srikumar Rao. Dr. Rao compiled the knowledge of ancient masters, creating a bridge between such wisdom and modern language, making it accessible to anyone today. What you will experience here is the result of years of research, and I can assure you that Dr. Rao can change everything you've learned about how to succeed. He mentors people like Vishen Lakhiani, CEO of Mind Valley, who has publicly cited him as his personal Yoda master. But who is Srikumar Rao? Dr. Rao holds a PhD from Columbia Business School, and his courses have been among the most popular and highest rated at many of the world's top business schools. His work has been covered extensively by major media worldwide. SyncMind landed an exclusive interview with Dr. Rao and asked the following question. Most of us are looking for ways to become unshakable when facing life's challenges. Is there a formula for dealing with anxiety and stress? How to reprogram our brains with new mental models to achieve an unshakable mind?
I can absolutely talk a little bit about that. But before I mention that, I want to point out something which is important for you and your listeners to know. Every time we are faced with fear, anxiety, nervousness, there is an underpinning somewhere, and the underpinning is, I want the universe to unfold in this way, and the universe is not unfolding in the manner in which I would like it to unfold. And I resist it, and I resent it, and in that resistance and resentment, we create all of the stress in our life, all of the fear, anxiety, nervousness, everything comes from there. Very important for you to know that whenever an event occurs, any event, it does not cause suffering. Suffering only happens the minute you label that event, oh my God, this is bad, this is terrible, I can't bear it. And the moment you stick that label on, then suffering begins. So let's take an example. You get fired from your job. You now have a lot of spare time. But you get fired from your job and you say, oh my God, how am I going to pay my rent? My kid's college tuition is due. This is terrible. And the moment you say this is terrible, at that instant, suffering begins. Suffering does not begin when you get fired. It begins the instant you say, this is terrible, this is bad. Sometimes these things happen so fast that you don't recognize that they're two separate things, but they really are two separate things. Now, look back on your life. Can you imagine, can you recollect something that happened that at the time it happened, you thought, this is terrible? But now you can look back on it and say, hey, that wasn't so bad. Or maybe even it was good. Like an earlier time when you got fired. And shortly after you got fired, you got a job which you liked a lot better and it paid much more. And you'd never have gotten it if you hadn't gotten fired. So you can all recall stuff that happened to you in the past that at the time it happened, you thought this was terrible, but you can now look back upon it and say, hey, that wasn't so bad after all, correct? So think about what you're about to label as this is bad today. And just ask yourself a question. Is there any possible way that a few years from now, I could look back upon it and say that was a wonderful thing that happened? Is it possible? If you just ask yourself that question, you move to a different emotional domain. You move from fear and despair to hope and possibility. And if you then ask yourself the next question, what can I do to actually make this a good thing? And you find you move seamlessly from the realm of despair to the realm of possibility. That is the way to get rid of fear and anxiety in your life. It takes some practice on your part to be able to do this effectively. But if you do, you might see how many times each day in your head something happens and you immediately label it. Oh, this is good. Or this is bad. This is terrible. Don't label it. Because anytime you label, oh, this is bad, that is the time that suffering begins. So whatever happens in your life, you look upon it and say, yeah, this is not what I would have chosen, but this is what I got. So having got it, what can I do so that it is a productive addition to my life as opposed to something that I cry about? And when you do that, you'll be surprised to find how many things in your life that you thought were bad are really just neutral. And the things that you think are really bad, you got a way to get out of it very, very, very fast. Because when you're not down emotionally because you're very busy bemoaning the sad things that have happened to you, you're in a much better position to cope with what has happened and what you need to do about it.
Modern Wisdom with Ancient Roots is a book by Dr. Srikumar Rao that explores the wisdom of ancient spiritual traditions and how they can be applied to modern life. In the book, Dr. Rao argues that many of the problems faced by modern society, such as stress, anxiety, and a sense of meaninglessness, can be traced back to a lack of connection to timeless spiritual principles. To address these issues, Dr. Rao suggests that we need to look to the wisdom of the past and learn from the great spiritual masters of history. He explores the teachings of figures such as Buddha, Jesus, and Lao Tzu, and shows how their wisdom can be applied to modern life to create a sense of inner peace and purpose. Throughout the book, Dr. Rao uses personal anecdotes, historical examples, and practical exercises to illustrate the timeless principles that can help us live more fulfilling lives. He encourages readers to embrace their own spirituality and to find their own path to inner peace and happiness.
Could you please tell me a little bit about your new book?
It's called Modern Wisdom, Ancient Roots. And what I do is I explain the concepts of the great masters of the world. They completely understood the human condition, the problems we face, and how to solve them. But they used examples and language which were pertinent to the time and space that they were in. And modern people don't necessarily relate to that. So I have taken these contents and I have put modern stories and modern language, but the content is exactly the same. And there are 62 chapters, and each one is very short, anywhere from 2 pages to 4 pages. So you can pick and choose and drop in any time. It'll only take you a few minutes to read it. But the thoughts that are contained in there are profound. So if you read it, and if you think about what you have read and how can I apply it to my life, it will truly change your life.
According to Dr. Rao, mental models are the frameworks and beliefs that we use to understand and interpret the world around us. These models shape our thoughts, behaviors, and actions and can either empower or limit us depending on their accuracy and usefulness. Dr. Rao argues that we all have mental models that we use to make sense of the world, but that many of these models are flawed or incomplete. As a result, we can become trapped in limiting thought patterns and behaviors that prevent us from achieving our full potential. To overcome these limiting mental models, Dr. Rao suggests that we must become aware of them and actively seek out new, more empowering models. This requires a willingness to challenge our existing beliefs and to be open to new perspectives and ideas. By doing so, we can create more accurate and useful mental models that can help us achieve our goals and live a more fulfilling life.
One other thing I would like to share with you, Fernando, is we are all control freaks. We're always trying to control things in our life. You don't think of yourself as a control freak, but you are a control freak. Everything you do in life is in some way, shape, fashion, or form an attempt to control some part of your internal or external environment. Everything. Like if you scratch your nose, it's with the expectation that the itch will go away. So how do we try to control our environment? We try to control our environment by doing things. So you say, you know, I don't have enough money, so I must get more money. So I will either become an entrepreneur, I will try for a higher paying job. And if I want to go for a higher paying job, I have to make my resume, send it out, you know, go for interviews, convince people that I'm a good person to hire. And if I do all of this, then I will get a better job. It's an attempt to control your environment. Everything that you do is in one way or other an attempt to control some part of your internal or external environment. And some of the times you succeed and some of the time you fail, okay? And you say, when you fail, you say, I didn't do it properly. I went on the interview and I didn't get the job. So I must have done something wrong. I answered the question wrong. I upset the interviewer. You know, something I did wrong, that's why I didn't get it. Because I have control. That's the notion. You know, I can make things happen. And all I've got to do is figure out the right way to do it. But in reality, you don't have control. If you try something and it works, then any of the numerous things that could have happened to derail you did not happen. So be grateful. Because in your life, I'm sure you've come across situations where everything happened perfectly and you should have got the result and it didn't happen. You do not have control, you never had control, you never will have control. This is very important for you to know. You only have the illusion of control. You think, if I do all of this, it'll work out. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. You don't have control. Accept that up front. Your life is a mess because you think, oh, this should have happened and this did not happen and so on. You do not have control, you never had control. So you go out and you try to make the universe the way you would like it to be, but understand that you have no control. If you succeed, fantastic. If you don't succeed, fantastic, because you've already accepted the fact that you don't know. And if you work with that, if you constantly think about that, you can train yourself so that whatever happens, you simply say, this happened. It's not what I would have liked, but this is what happened. And since this is what happened, I'm going to accept it gratefully. I'm going to embrace it. And from this position, I'm then going to see, what should I do now? And it's always possible for you to do that. But first, you have to be very clear that you're trying to control the universe. Some of the times it works out. Much of the time it does not work out. If it does not work out, don't go around saying, oh, so sad, I wanted it, it didn't happen, life is terrible. Life is life. It's not good or terrible. It's what you decide it is. So don't label things good or bad, just label it, this happened. And then that brings you to the next question, what should I do now? And then you're always happy.
The information in this video demonstrates that there is a lot to be gained from searching for ancestral knowledge to achieve personal success. ancient wisdom can also be thought of as re-encountering our own inner wisdom.